Hi, this is Rabbi Eric Levy. Welcome back to OU's Shnayim Mishnah program. We are up to Chapter 9, Mishnah 6, Vav, and 7, Zayin. The following Mishnah works out only in a case where we're dealing with the kind of renter who's a choker, one who designates a pre-specified amount of harvest to give the owner at the end of the rental period. Hamakabel sadeh mechaviro ve'achala chagav o nishtefa. So if you took a deal to farm someone's land for a pre-designated amount, and locusts ate it, you had a plague, or it was ruined by a chamsin, a superheat, which burnt the kernels right there on the stalks, the weather caused the damage. Im makat medinahi menakelo mincha koro. So if it was a region-wide or country-wide or state-wide plague, then you could deduct the losses from the amount that you owe the landowner. So you calculate how much you lost due to the plague, you reduce that amount percentage-wise from the pre-designated amount that you're going to give the... Let's say you took a 10% loss on the field, and you were going to give the owner 20 kor at the end of the year, so it would be 10% less than 20 kor that you would deduct and give him whatever remains. That would be 18 kor. Im eno makat medina, eno menakelo mincha koro. But if this was the only field, if yours was the only field, even though it was an act of God that caused the destruction of the field, the owner says, your bad luck caused this. We saw this by the house falling down. We've seen this before in Bava Metzia, where if you've got bad luck, you've got to pay the price for bad luck if it's all on you. So therefore, the farmer cannot deduct from the amount he owns the landowner, even though he's taking home less, and possibly a lot less, he still has to pay the full pre-designated amount to the landowner. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im kabbalah himenu b'ma'ot, bein kach eino menakelo mechakoros. So Rabbi Yehuda says, true, but if it was a straight rental, meaning you rented the field not for a specified amount of harvest to give the landowner, but for a yearly or monthly fee, say a dinar a month, so even if it's a region-wide plague, you can't deduct a percentage loss from the amount of the rental fee, and that's because it's the harvest that's affected by the locus of the chamsin. It's not the cash that's affected by it, and therefore if you specified a cash rental deal, you got to pay up all the cash. Mishnah Zayin, Amakabel Sadeh Michabero Be'asara Kur Chitim L'Shana Vilaketa Notein La Lo Mitocha. So you rented a field based on a payment of a pre-designated amount. That's the way this mission is going to work out. And the pre-designated amount actually is stipulated in the mission. It's 10 kor of wheat for a year. Now, it could be any amount. The mission just decided to state that. That's 300 sa, which I think is about 500 liters or so, which seems like the amount that you might pay of wheat for a year rental. And if the produce was blighted, so lakta means that whatever wheat came out, for whatever reason, it wasn't looking too good, which means it was substandard wheat, which is going to get a substandard price on the market. So you take 10 kor from that cruddy wheat that you harvested, and you give that to the owner. The owner cannot say, oh, I'm sorry, I want 10 kor of quality produce, which I thought I was going to get. No, no, no. He gets 10 kor from whatever produce it was, and if the produce stinks, he gets 10 kor of stinky produce. On the other hand, hayuchitah yafot, what if beautiful wheat came out? Sounds like Yosef's dream a little bit. Lo yomarlo hareini lokeach minashuk elanotein lo mitocha. So the one who rented the field can't say, you know what, I don't want to give you this really fancy wheat, I'm going to keep that, I'll go get you 10 kor of average wheat that I could pick up from the marketplace. You can't do that either. The produce, when you have predetermined the amount of produce that's going to the owner as part of the rental deal, chakira, the produce must come from the field itself, for better or for worse.